Time for a few good minutes now with Jaguars rookie defensive back Aaron Colvin. All right, let's get going. Let's start with the first topic, and it's ready. How ready are you after watching all these months?
You know, I feel like I'm ready, but when I'm out there, I know I have to work out some kinks. So what I'm doing right now is just trying to put everything that I learned on the paper and on film and just put it on the field.
You know, it's on a couple different layers. Let's go with the knee, right? The ACL. How are you physically?
Physically, I'm more than ready. I put in a lot of work. You know, Milo, Justin, those guys in the training room, they've got me right. So physically, I'm ready. Now it's just more of a mental game. I'm just trusting myself, knowing that I put in enough work to go out there and physically be able to go out there and perform.
Well, that's the next layer, mentally. You've obviously spent time watching this team practice and time in the film room. Do you feel mentally prepared if they ask you to step on the field, be ready to go?
I do. And I mean, I harped on that, you know, while I was out. I tried to get in the film room a little more and just learn the defense, learn some of the things that a lot of rookies don't get a chance to learn. So right now I'm just, you know, I'm more of a, I have to do it on the field in order to actually learn the full defense. So right now that's what I'm doing. But I feel more than ready. I feel like when they ask me to step up, I'll be ready for it.
And the last layer would be emotionally. I mean, I know you love football. How ready are you emotionally to get back out there and play the game you love?
Man, I keep telling everybody, it's just like the light at the end of the tunnel just opened up for me. So, you know, once I'm able to go out there, you know, the first day it was a lot of excitement out there. So right now I'm just trying to settle down and just go out there and play my game.
Take us back to January when you're a promising young prospect, practicing well, and you injure your knee. What was the first thought that went through your mind?
I can't really tell you a thought. It's just, I kind of just seen everything just go down the drain that I worked for. That's what it felt like at the time. That's not the case by any means, but at the time I just felt like, you know, everything that I worked so hard for to get to that point of time, it kind of was just taken away. And, you know, it was tough for me for about the first couple of weeks or whatnot, but my family and my friends and everybody, my support system just got me through that tough time.
I was going to ask you, you know, you were by yourself.
Right.
You went to the hospital and you had to kind of endure the first couple of hours without your family there. Right. You weren't attached to any NFL team at that point.
Right.
What got you through those hours?
Just my faith. I just leaned on my faith at that time. I prayed all night. No matter what the outcome was, I was going to continue to keep working. I was going to continue to keep striving for it. And, you know, it worked out for me. I feel like I'm in a great position. So, you know, it just taught me how to be patient. That injury just taught me how to just to sit back and calm your world down. And that's something Coach Gus talks to us about all the time. So I definitely learned that.
And that's where we're going to promises next. Gus told us that he told you at the Combine, we're coming to get you. Did you believe him?
At the time, I didn't. I'm not even going to lie to you. You hear so much during the draft process, you know, coaches telling you things, scouts telling you things. So you really don't know what's going to happen. But, I had a different feeling about Coach Gus at the Senior Bowl when I had a chance to meet him. He just seemed to be a genuine guy. And anything he did, you seemed to just be drawn towards him. So when he told me that, it kind of just went over my head. But then when he brought it up, when they called me on draft day, I was like, okay, he actually did.
Remember that little talk at the Combine, man? I told you we're going to come after you now. That's right, man. That's right. Well, congratulations.
Actually did.
Yeah, and that had to feel good. I mean, all of us, everyone who's watching this, we want to belong. We want to be wanted.
Right.
And for a guy who was worried about the knee to some level, to feel wanted had to be incredible.
It was. It was incredible. And, you know, I can't thank him enough for that, for just sticking to his word. But at the same time, you know, I didn't have any idea where I was going to go. I couldn't prove myself. I couldn't run a 40. I couldn't jump, do some of the things that guys wanted to see me do. So, I was just sitting there not having an idea in the world. And for him to say that and actually do it, it speaks a lot about him.
Let's talk about the rookies in your class. Most of them are contributing in a starting role. Are you ready for that? I mean, have you been watching them envious, eager? How would you describe watching the fellow rookies from your class taking this team and playing?
I would say motivating. Those guys, they put in a lot of work, and they've come in and they've jumped in and they've stepped up big time. They're making a lot of plays for this team. So just watching those guys, it motivates me to know that, you know, I can do that with those guys. And they're my classmates. They're my rookies, fellow rookies. So what we want to do on the field, we have a lot of goals that we talk about just as a rookie class. It's how we want to come in. We want to dominate. We want to help build this team to another level. So just to see those guys sticking to the plan and doing a lot of good things on the field, it's encouraging.
All right. Do they still call you Slick?
Nah, I haven't brought that nickname out here. That's just something they called me back in Oklahoma.
The power of Wikipedia, right? Why did they call you Slick?
It was just a childhood nickname that I got a guy named Greg Erickson. He was my baseball coach in Little League. And at first he called me Money, and then he just said I made everything look so easy and smooth. So it just, when he called me Slick, it kind of just stuck on as a child. And actually, I don't know how that nickname got to OU. This one day, Coach Stoops called me Slick, and then ever since then,
it was. I think it just made it to the NFL, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, I think it just did.
I love that nickname. So
it works, cool. And for a corner, Slick really works well. Yeah. A couple quick thoughts. Halloween this week, right. What's your great costume? What's the best costume Aaron Colvin ever wore?
I've actually never dressed up for Halloween. Never in my life. I've never dressed up for Halloween.
Did you ever trick-or-treat?
Never trick-or-treat.
You don't like candy?
I love candy, but my mom wasn't a big believer in Halloween, so I never got to participate.
What's the best thing to eat in Oklahoma?
Best thing to eat?
Man. I just figured off the top you'd say it's better than Texas or Kansas barbecue.
Nah, I wouldn't say that. Kansas is the best barbecue I've ever had.
All right, let's end it right there, folks. Hey, it's great to have you back. I know you're excited to get ready and play. We hope you'll join us here after you score your first pick-six interception touchdown.
Yes, sir.
Aaron Colvin, on a few good minutes. We'll see you next week from London.